WBAI listeners and supporters. Tune in Thursday, October 29th from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. for the fifth report of 2020 from the WBAI Local Station Board. This month, the LSB officers are making a return appearance, and you'll also hear from other various members of the board. As usual, they'll all talk about their responsibilities, recent developments throughout the network, and they'll ask you for your ideas on how to build a stronger WBAI. So, mark that date on your calendar. Thursday, October 29th, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. The fifth report of 2020 from the WBAI Local Station Board. Only on WBAI in New York, 99.5 FM. WBAI in New York, 99.5 FM. Streaming at www.wbai.org.
Hello. This is a report from the WBAI Local Station Board. Every month, different members of the local board will inform the community on the matters of WBAI, and members of the community will have the chance to call in and share their ideas on how to build a stronger WBAI. The license for WBAI is held by the Pacifica Foundation, which holds the license for four other community radio stations and has around 200 affiliates across the U.S. Pacifica was founded by pacifists after World War II in 1949, and the mission calls for radio that fosters understanding among nations and individuals, encourages creativity, and promotes innovative, uncensored distribution of news. WBAI became a part of Pacifica in 1960. The revised Pacifica bylaws of 2003 brought us the first governing local station boards to be elected by listeners and staff, initiating an era of increased inclusion, participation, accountability, and transparency throughout the network. The Local Station Board, or LSB, is a subcommittee of the Pacifica Board of Directors and has specific powers and responsibilities. For more information about WBAI and Pacifica, please visit WBAI.org. Thank you for tuning in to this report from the WBAI Local Station Board.
Welcome to this fifth report of 2020 from the WBAI Local Station Board. My name is Jack Devine. I'm one of the six staff delegates on the LSB. And today, I'll be serving as your facilitator, doing station IDs, identifying who's speaking, and asking clarifying questions if necessary. This month, we're presenting various members of the LSB and the return of the LSB officers. And the first half of the show of this hour, each participant we'll give a report, which will be immediately followed by a two-minute period where the other participant in the show will be able to ask questions or make comments on the report just given. In the second half of this hour, we'll invite you to call in with your questions and comments. This format will be repeated for the second hour. Now, the LSB members joining us in this first hour are John Brinkley.
Good evening. This is John Brinkley, and I've been a listener of WBI since the early 70s when my homegirl, Petri Charles, had a program on BAI. And I remember, you know, the glory days when Samori Markson was the program general manager. Elambi Brath was here. We had programs such as Home Fries.
We'll be getting into your statement after. I just want to just quick introduction and then we'll get back to you in a second. I just want to make sure everyone also knows, and we'll be joined by Michael D.D. White.
Thank you, Jack. And I'm Michael D.D. White. And I'm my second term on the LSB, and welcome all listeners to your...
Kind of breaking up.
I think we lost Michael momentarily, but both John and Michael are listener delegates, which means they were elected by the WBAI listeners to represent them on the local station board. Before going to their reports, I've been asked to present the Pacifica mission statement, which serves as a reminder of where we started and ultimately where we should be. So here are the five items in the Pacifica mission statement as presented by various former LSB members.
Pacifica mission statement.
A. To establish a foundation organized and operated exclusively for educational purposes, no part of the net earnings of which inures to the benefit of any member of the foundation.
B. To establish and operate for educational purposes in such a manner that the facilities involved shall be as nearly self-sustaining as possible. One or more radio broadcasting stations licensed by the Federal Communications Commission and subject in their operation to the regulatory actions of the Commission under the Communications Act of 1934, as amended.
C. In radio broadcasting operations, to encourage and provide outlets for the creative skills and energies of the community, to conduct classes and workshops in the writing and producing of drama, to establish awards and scholarships for creative writing, to offer performance facilities to amateur instrumentalists, choral groups, orchestral groups, and music students, and to promote and aid other creative activities which will serve the cultural welfare of the community.
D. In radio broadcasting operations, to engage in any activity that shall contribute to a lasting understanding between nations and between the individuals of all nations, races, creeds, and colors, to gather and disseminate information on the causes of conflict between any and all of such groups, and through any and all means compatible with the purposes of this corporation, to promote the study of political and economic problems and of the causes of religious, philosophical, and racial antagonisms.
E. In radio broadcasting operations, to promote the full distribution of public information, to obtain access to sources of news not commonly brought together in the same medium, and to employ such varied voices in the public presentation of accurate, objective, and comprehensive news on all matters vitally affecting the community. Article 2, subsection A, was amended March 6, 1971, filed April 9, 1971, and corrected amended filed May 5th, 1971.
The Pacifica mission statement. Now let's move on to the reports from our listener delegates. We'll start with listener delegate John Brinkley. John, go ahead and share your report.
Okay. As I was saying before, I've been a listener since the early 70s. I remember the time when Samore Marksman was in charge, and we had great programs, a lot of music programs. We had Utrice Lead. We had Bernard White. We had Alambe Brath. We had program Home Fries. It was great. Now, I've been on the LSB previously from 2010 to 2016. The last 2 years, I was chair of the LSB. And the station currently is going through a crisis, but that's really not unusual. We've been through BAI, and Pacifica in general has had a history of crises. We've had a number of coups. We had the Christmas coup, and the last October coup. We've been able to survive that. We have to deal with a number of very critical issues. We're being affected, as most organizations and a lot of individuals are being affected by the virus. We have a failure in the audit that is keeping us from getting Corporation for Public Broadcasting funding. This is critical funds that help each individual station and Pacifica in general. And our listeners are kind of suffering from fundraising exhaustion. We have to pay the bills. We have to keep the station afloat, and we're listener sponsored, and so this is what we have to go to, but it isn't really what we will want to do. What I think what needs to happen is a combination of Sankofa, a critical evaluation of our current situation, and developing a plan for future. By Sankofa, I mean looking at the past without getting stuck at the past. We need to learn the lessons and look what happened in the past that is valuable enough to be brought into the future. At the same time, we need to take a critical look at what is happening now. We need to look at what our assets are, what the trends are, what opportunities exist. And then we need to develop an action plan on how we can move the station forward. What I see what needs to happen is the following. First of all, we need to keep the listeners informed as to what's going on in terms of the programs on the station. We have an email list. We need to send them out the information about what new programs or what changes have been made. So their favorite program, they know where it's been moved to. We need to send them out the schedule when things are changing. We need to enlist them by sending them a flyer that they can distribute to their friends. And this way, they are armed with information, good information, accurate information about the positive things about the station, the good programming, what's going on. And so we can have the listener assist in expanding our audience and providing good information to keep them current. What I also think needs to happen is we need to, I'm going to use the word, look to develop strategic underwriting. By underwriting, I mean there are foundations that are sympathetic to the kind of station that we are. We can develop an agreement that is consistent with our mission and our goals that allow us not to be to limit our editorial freedom. We have attorneys. We can develop an agreement that we're okay with. But what this will do is take some of the pressure off of the on-air fundraising. This underwriting can be for a limited period of time. It can help us to get over this period. We could phase it out. But I think we need to look at it, and we need to bring it into our overall planning. What else I think needs to be done is we need to cut down on some. We have internal conflicts, and we have some pressures from outside. We need to look at what and how we function internally, and look to see how we can better resolve issues and keep focus on the problems rather than the process. Sometimes our process gets so tedious that we get lost in the sauce. So I think we need to streamline some of our processes so that we can really focus on the issues at hand and really deal with the problems rather than the process. We do need something, a process that will allow us to cover areas smoothly so everyone gets a chance to voice their opinion, but we don't need to get bogged down in it. So that generally is what I have to say is we need to look, bring the best things that happened in the past, look at our current situations and see what opportunities we can seize upon. And we need to, for once and for all, look to do some underwriting. Democracy Now, which is a independent news program, uses underwriting, and it doesn't seem to have limited what they are able to cover. So we need to go into it with our eyes open and get the best deal for us that will alleviate some of the pressures on our on-air fundraising and the exhaustion of our listeners.
Thank you, John Brinkley, for that report. We have about a minute left in this section. Michael, do you have any questions before we move on to your report?
I just want to endorse what John was saying about things getting lost in the sauce when we seek to make the process too complicated or bureaucratic. And so sometimes I think when people come in and say, you know, well, we should have all these bureaucratic procedures and we should mandate this and that, they're really not doing us any favors, and it's not beneficial to the station. And the streamlining, I think, is something that is good. And I think when we are working together, it comes naturally. So that's something to work towards.
Well, thank you, Michael, for your comments. It is 8:16 here on WBAI in New York, broadcasting at 99.5 on your FM dial, and we're streaming at www.wbai.org. Normally at this time, you'd be listening to Educations at the Crossroads with Basir Mchawi, but that is not on today. This is a report from the WBAI local station board. My name is Jack Devine. I'm your facilitator today, and this month, we're presenting various members of the LSB and the return of the LSB officers. You just got through listening to listener delegate John Brinkley. Now, let's hear from the other listener delegate in this hour, Michael D.D. White.
Thank you, Jack. And I understand that I was breaking up before because of technical difficulties. If that's happening again, just please let me know. I hope that I've taken care of that. I'm going to begin with something that has been on my mind on the eve of this election, and something I'm very concerned about. And it's sort of like, thank God that we've got WBAI here to address it and save it. And that's that we're facing a new wave of censorship that is unrolling across the board. And whether Trump remains in office or whether Biden comes in, this seems to be headed towards us. So, you know, thank goodness for WBAI. And I'm going to say that WBAI as a free speech alternative radio needs to be hyper-attuned to what's happening. So, for instance, Zoom, Facebook, and Twitter recently banned a San Francisco State University-sponsored web-based conference, and that's, you know, the only kind we have these days, titled Whose Narrative When We're Dealing with Gender Justice and Resistance. And they canceled the conference because a Palestinian activist was involved that they were labeling as a terrorist. The New York Post, you can see it on today's newsstands, has been censored with respect to its Hunter Biden articles, which are not factually inaccurate. And as an extension of that story, Glenn Greenwald, who is frequently on many of our programs, just resigned today from The Intercept, which he helped co-found because The Intercept was censoring him on the same story. Google is going to be involved in rolling out the COVID vaccines, and Google has announced that it's going to censor anything on YouTube that raises questions about what's involved in that rollout. Google has started censoring. It took down all of the last Vagabond YouTubes. It's been Twitter has been censoring Whitney Webb on a similar basis. And whether they're going to be telling us that it's based on some theory of some kind of Russian bots that we have to be afraid of, or some kind of hyped up absurdity about QAnon, which, you know, has been made to be ridiculous and everything, they're looking for excuses to do a lot of censorship. And we see that Julian Assange, who published information about U.S. war crimes, has been censored, and everything about his extradition trial has been censored. And Google is shutting it down, so you can't Google to find that information. Code Pink was just putting something, and Code Pink has a WBAI program. They just put up a tweet about an article that involves the takedown of a lot of Palestinian activists based on the theory that they're bots. Jeremy Corbyn has just been suspended by the Labour Party. I know it's a little dangerous to talk about parties that are anything that's just happening today. But all of this censorship is so easy to do. And you can basically snap your fingers and it happens because it's all through the internet. Now, WBAI is on the airwaves and we remain alternative free speech radio, and we cannot be so easily censored. Now, I'll tell you, I sometimes go to the internet for programs, even programs that are on WBAI that I listen to on WBAI. And sometimes I even contribute to them directly, but I give more money to WBAI because WBAI is a backstop to all of that kind of censorship. I also want to talk about the fact that I think that the RLSB has been really doing a lot recently to enhance the station and build up reputation for the station. And I think that really means a lot. And the way we do it is we do it by working together. And I think we have been working together to do a lot. And I think that it works for the station when the shows cross-support each other and they mention each other, when they believe in, other shows that are doing well. I'm not against, I'm totally in favor of debate. I mean, Chris Hedges is one of my favorite programs, and he had a great segment with Jeff Gibbs about his Planet of the Humans documentary, which takes, and, he and Josh Fox are debating some important issues. They say different things. They're in disagreement, but it's an important debate to be. Have. But when we get along and when our reputation is improving, we get better programming offered to us. It's easier to persuade good people to come into the station and be involved, and including being on the board. It improves our fundraising prospects, and it gives the listeners something that they can be more proud of. And it communicates that WBAI and Pacifica have an important future. I am particularly happy, I want to say, about the, well, I'm excited about the new 52-week schedule with rotating fundraising slots, because what this is doing is, rather than marathon fundraising, it's bringing up slots that come up predictably at a time that you can prepare for them, and people can offer to fill those slots. It could be the show that's preempted can come and say, I will do fundraising for that slot. But we can also bring back someone who is a WBAI old timer, or someone who might be doing a new program. Anyone who has ideas for how to turn that slot into fundraising. I want to bring up the subject of working together with others, and as our reputation, as we get our reputation in improving, and people are more excited to work with us, this will be good. People who may have heard the announcement at the last LSB meeting, we were talking about the fact that we might have discussed the prospect of partnerships. There's many ways that we can have partnerships, and we need to discuss the principles and possibilities. In the end, whatever we do, the station has to remain listener-controlled, answerable, and accountable to the listeners. But there are groups like the folk music singer-songwriter group Jalopy, which is a 501c3, would be great to be working with. We've been doing some exploration. We had wanted to do a concert at July 4th with the Louis Armstrong Museum. That COVID didn't prevented that from being a possibility. There's Brick Arts Media, which is sort of a counterpart to, and at many organizations like that, counterpart to MNN. I'm not one of the people who wants to turn the station over to MNN. I want to have the accountability to listeners, but we should be exploring partnerships. And in fact, we're doing some in a certain way anyway. I mean, Laura Flanders is producing her show out of the CUNY studios. Chris Hedges is working out of RT. I do have a few more minutes. I want to say that one of the big picture things is that, there's a lot of divide and conquer going on. But the real fact of the matter is that huge super majorities of Americans and everyone in our listener audience are all together on the major subjects, Medicare for all, putting more restrictions on money and politics and the influence of the powerful on the wealthy in general, higher taxes on the wealthy, protection of women's rights, pullback on spending on the military, and getting out of wars, dealing with climate change, everything we're doing. I think I've gone past my 9 minutes. I think you're supposed to cut me off here. I'm sorry. But
I was just going to let you finish your sentence there, but yes, it's time for your
potentially, Jack. So cut me off.
I'm cutting you off, and I want to thanks for that report, Michael D.D. White. I want to give John Brinkley a chance to ask you some questions, or if John has any comments in response.
Mike, I was just wondering, in terms of the, you mentioned various partnerships and things like that, and are you in support of putting all these, getting proposals and putting them on the table and letting us really look at them very carefully and decide which ones are really in the interests of the station and then moving forward on them?
Yeah, absolutely, John. And, maybe there's a way I can make this available to listeners in general, but I think you may be aware that about a year ago, I circulated a document, a thought piece on what we should consider in terms of principles and considerations when doing partnerships and the value of doing partnerships. And I recirculated that before our last meeting. And then I was in favor of putting that on the agenda at the last meeting. People didn't want to discuss any partnerships. We weren't particularly going to be discussing the MNN partnership, but there had been some discussion about whether that was right for discussion. And the proponents of MNN were saying that working with MNN were saying that it's very far from ripe, and so they didn't want to discuss partnerships at all. So I'm definitely in favor of discussing a wide range of partnerships. In the end, one of the things I'm very concerned about is where does the money come from, and who, and how do we make sure that we remain accountable to the WBAI listeners so that this is still a listener controlled and supported station.
Right. And we need to have proposals, concrete proposals that we can look at. And rather than, I know we have some ideas of what we would like to see, and I'm sure whoever we would partner with has some interests in terms of what they would like to see. So it's a negotiation, but I think we need to start with concrete proposals that we can look at and deal with.
Exactly. And that's, what people were saying. We didn't, the people who were proponents of doing something with MNN said that there's no concrete proposal. And in fact, management and some board members have made an effort to get a concrete proposal from MNN, and they have promised but not delivered anything several times now.
Right. Yeah. Some of the things that have been said and offered, you know, look very promising. So I wouldn't say that it's not something that doesn't have some merit and some. It's just that right, we do need to have something, an updated proposal put on paper that we can look at and deal with.
Well, we can continue this conversation as the phone calls beginning to roll in, but I just want to let our listeners know that it is now 8:30 p.m. here at WBAI Broadcasting in New York at 99.5 FM, and we're streaming at WBAI.org. This is a report from the WBAI Local Station Board. My name is Jack Devine. I'm your facilitator today. This month, we're presenting various members of the Local Station Board and the return of the Local Station Board officers. In this hour, we've heard from listener delegates John Brinkley and Michael D.D. White. And now it's our time to hear from you. We're taking calls at 212-209-2877. Again, that number is 212-209-2877. And as we wait for these calls, I think this this conversation about proposals regarding partnerships is absolutely essential. So if any listeners have any ideas, we're happy to hear them. I'm happy to let John and Michael continue their conversation as we let things roll in. But I think just to share my opinion as a host, very briefly, and Michael, I think, is critically referencing this as a listener supported station. We need to always be placing that at the center of the work, but we also need to be factoring this in as a staff representative, that this is also a station that is really made possible by the workers and volunteers at the station. So I see it as a worker and a listener run station. That's kind of my mentality, and that factoring that in is really important. But we have one caller on the line. We're going to let you on in one sec, but we've got the number. Remember, it is 212-209-2877. Again, that number is 212-209-2877. So we've got a caller on the line. You are live on the Local Station Board Report. What's your name and what's your question, comment, or concern?
Hi, everyone. Good evening. Thank you for this presentation. I hope that management is listening in. I'm a very long-time listener, and I'm a former producer and a former paid employee. And I have proposed several fundraising ideas to the IPD that would be no cost to the station, and that has been rejected every single time. So I wanted to ask the three members of the LSB. I'd like to know, because I never hear it during an LSB Zoom thing. No one ever talks about what the LSB, which is one of their primary duties, is doing to. I'm all for John's ideas about, you know, doing that with proposals. That's all good. But I'm interested in the LSB, if anyone is actively seeking to do fundraisers. And I have to say that I was involved with BAI back in the day, John Brinkley, with you and Bernard and Samori and Alumbe. And I think that this new regime, if you will, really does not have a sense of a community radio. You can use that word till you're, you know, you have laryngitis. But if you don't include the listeners who pay the bills, then you lose your listenership. And I think that, I have heard, I've gotten more news about community issues on Facebook in the last week than I have on WBAI. I support WBAI in principle. I'm concerned, Michael D.D. White, about the censorship issues. However, there's an awful lot of community-oriented news that BAI people are not getting in any program or any news report. And, for example, I learned on my way to work this morning that in response to Walter Wallace's murder in Philadelphia. There was a tremendous demonstration in New York City. And one of the things that the news, the people at BAI who do specific news reporting, whether it's Paul DiRienzo or whoever's doing it, now that the engineers are back in the studio, the reason why the IPD wanted them to return was to take listener calls. Well, people, back in the day when we had money and the programming was a hell of a lot better, listeners could call if they were in a demonstration. They could call the studio and report live. And you don't have to be a producer. You don't have to be a reporter. You're just a person, a listener. And you call up the radio station and you say, you know, you give the location and what's happening and what the police are doing. That is the true meaning of community radio. I have to say for myself, I don't speak for any other listeners, but I will say that I'm tired of the canned programming. Chris Hedges does not represent community. Laura does not represent community. There are very few programs that really represent community issues. La Voice Latina does, and some of the other programs do. However, it's a big concern of mine because BAI does not sound as it should sound. And John, I agree with you that the news, the information has to go out to listeners about program changes, because I learned from a paid staff member that the IPD does not want the engineers to announce when a program is being preempted. That's not fair. We pay money. They've been playing the same program for 2 days about health. I appreciate the health. However, the management has a professional responsibility to the listeners, since they're always begging us for money, to let us know when a show is being preempted, because that's respect. I fire people who are not respectful. I fire vendors who are not respectful. And the way I would fire BAI is not giving money. In principle, I don't believe in that. However, the management simply must start to respect the listeners.
We've got to move on because we have six other callers on the line. We want to make sure that.
I'm glad people are calling in. I
want to make sure that everybody gets a chance to speak. Thank you for sharing your comments.
I know this caller has had about 7 minutes or whatever, but can I ask a couple of brief questions of the caller?
I'd rather give the other callers chance.
No, Michael, let Jack take the rest of the callers, because that's not fair to the other listeners. Okay? So if you want to contact me, we'll contact each other. Okay? Let the other listeners get on the air, because they only have till 5 to 9, and then the next two come on. Okay? I did radio for 10 years there, so I know how it works. All right? Hey, thanks, Jack. Let the next one go on.
All right, we're moving on to the next caller. You are live on the LSB show. What is your name and what is your question, comment, or concern?
My name is Mickey from the Bronx, and I've been a buddy for a while and a listener for many, many, many years. And she went on and on and on complaining. That's what it sounds like. And as a listener for years, you get nothing like BAI, so I don't know what she's talking about. And we have a lot of on-the-ground programming that I'm very proud of. And I've been in demonstrations, and it's been live. You know, listeners do that as well, and the programmers. So I don't know. It sounded like a list. It was hard to listen to because she doesn't speak for me. I'm very proud of BAI. You guys are doing a fabulous job under the conditions. Are you kidding me? It sounds like she's got issues. But anyway, I called to say, when you talked about a flyer, is that electronically? And my idea for the radio station is, like, why not have a premium that one person invites a buddy? In other words, like an incentive for people to get buddies, and then they get a premium. I don't know. Just an idea.
Thank you very much for that call. And since this one was a bit shorter, if either one of the delegates want to just briefly respond.
Yeah, I don't know if the list.
Since you mentioned about a flyer,
Yeah, it can be. We have emails. It can be electronically sent out. Also, we can have hard copies at the station that folks can pick up and distribute. But the key is getting the information out in an accurate way so that people have something in hand that they can share with their friends, either electronically or in hand. Probably the easiest thing right now is just to email it out, and then if listener wants to print it out, but yeah, a hard copy should be available also.
Yeah, John, I think getting flyers out is a great idea. I have a question, and I'd be happy to hear any listener who calls in answer these things to help say who they are. I'm curious what shows you're listening to currently on WBAI. I'm curious when, what time of day you're listening to WBAI. And I'm curious how you listen to WBAI, because now some of us listen to it terrestrially, some of us over the internet, some of us
I listen to the radio and I listen to streaming on my phone.
Very, very important to know.
I do both. Okay. I do both, and I also carry my bag, and I advertise very proudly about my station. A lot of people don't know about BAI.
Thank you for doing that.
Oh, yeah. It's very important.
Would you describe yourself as a status quo person or an explore new directions for WBAI person?
I don't know what you mean.
Well, do you want WBAI to be exactly the way it is going forward, or do you like the exploration of new directions?
I don't want anybody to mess around with the freedom of how it's been, if that's what you're getting at, like the bylaws and all that,
Oh, no, I don't like I don't like these proposed bylaw changes that have been coming at us.
Right, I voted no
that's
the
not,
last
that's
time.
That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about just new programs and that kind of thing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm excited about the new ones that you put, and definitely more programming would be great. Definitely.
Well, thank you.
You guys added some nice programs, and of course, any more would be welcomed.
Which of the new ones do you like?
Lena Lope. What's the one with... sometimes my mind, when I'm on the spot, it just goes, I love all the the Latin programs, La Voz Latina, and what's the one with the pink ladies?
Code Pink.
That's
a wonderful show.
That. Yeah. Yes, that's wonderful. COVID, I love Siri. He's fabulous.
I don't want to cut this conversation off, but I just want to make sure that we get to the rest of our callers.
No, of course, of course.
But thank you so much for calling into the show, and we're going to move on to our next caller. Oh. You are live on WBAI, the Local Station Board Report Show. What's your name, and what's your comment, question, or concern?
Hi, this is Miriam in New Rochelle. Long-time listener also, used to come in and volunteer. I've actually tried to do that a couple of times in Brooklyn, and it was just empty. It's not the same. So I miss that. I wish we could maybe get that. I know we've been using this outside service to do a lot of fielding a lot of the calls, so hopefully we'll get to that, back to that.
What?
I'm on the phone. So... So the first caller was absolutely right about a lot of things. The freedom thing of programs and stuff. The preempting of programs is not a good thing. You don't get into a rhythm of listening to the radio. I listen to the radio all the time. As soon as I get up, I put it on, and it's usually on throughout the night. I listen to all kinds of programs, always have, you know, even night shifts. That's how much I'm on the calls. Brother Shine, he was on that night. So it's it would be good if we could, you know, be able to have all those kind of programmings. I have supported the station forever. I recently became a buddy. I've hesitated to become a buddy because I love so many shows that I feel it's unfair to become a buddy for one show and not the other. So I became a buddy for three shows at once and ordered two of those oxygen generators. I haven't gotten any of that back yet, and I'm okay with that. When I pledge to WBAI, I pledge from my heart, and you know, I give as much as I can. So it's not like, oh, I didn't get my premium. But what I would like to get is to go back to community radio. And so when we had the program with Bernard White on Friday mornings, and for Linda Perry and Berthold to think that these people were not professional, you know, and they get preempted the next week, and to not put them on, that is the perfect spot for these folks. We are missing that, and their voice is so needed. They want a link to community, but the real community people, they keep putting them out. And they, and in fact, it's ironic because they have Tony Bates, who's an empty suit. Seriously, he just you know, doesn't do anything for me. That's when I switched the radio off. Tony Bates, he was doing an African American program instead of Bernard White and the rest of those guys. But Tony Bates can't do an African American program like Bernard White can. So to preempt them to have Tony Bates through the show was ridiculous. And then now he's doing with Dr. Kakai, and Dr. Kakai is someone, you know, that Bernard brought to the station. So it's ludicrous. Linda Perry is not a programmer. She's really, she
can
works
you just
real
say,
hard.
Please wrap up. I just want to, we've got other callers on the line, so I just want to make sure that we get to them.
That a long time. But anyway, the wrap up is, you know, I hear you talking about the MNM. I hear you talking about that, and I wonder why now, because I know it's been brought up before, and we didn't want to do it. And the other thing is that I hope that you can, you know, I understand that we can't get the premium, but bring the voices that are really linked to the community, which was the first caller was saying, like Bernard White. You need him on there, and Errol and Don. These are people who are community, and Linda and Berthold could never get there. We got to understand that, please.
Well, thank you very much for sharing your concerns. We have some other callers on the line.
Yeah.
I would want to make sure that we get to them. So you are live on WBAI's local station board report. What's your name? What's your question, comment, and concern? And please keep it brief if you can. We've only got 7 minutes left in the hour.
I'll do my best. My name is Mario. I'm a member of the Community Advisory Board and the Finance Committee. The Community Advisory Board is also known as the CAB, and the CAB has a web page on the BAI website page. You just have to click on that, and you can get updates. We're in the CAB is in the process of getting access to put the minutes of the meetings online on the page, and we should have an email at some point so people can contact us. Now, the CAB, I have a question also and a comment after this. So the CAB gets very little airtime. You have to listen to the announcements. They give you the call-in numbers, and we're looking for members. You know, we're trying to create a listeners' union to unite, to help the station, to, you know, in that way. So please look out for those meetings. Go to the web page and look at the CAB web page. Go to the BAI web page. Now, you talk about the BAI buddies. That term came out of me bringing up that the volunteers should have a buddy, and I explained that at the CAB. I'm explaining what happens at the CAB. That phrase was coined, and now it's used for the BAI buddy, but it was originally to buddy up. and have volunteers. So that was that. Please excuse me, the background noise. The breaking up of the fundraising at the CAB meeting, that was my idea, and I brought that up, and I told Berthold, and even at LSB meetings, that the fundraising should be the first week of each month, because that's when most people have the most money. And then after that, you're just asking people who have very little money or less money. So I said, break it up also in thirds. 1/3 of your producers do 1 week, regular programming with the rest. Second quarter, you do the second third, and so on and so on. So I'm glad to see. So, folks, if you're listening, please join the CAB. It makes a difference. Our job is to suggest and give ideas to the LSB. And the Finance Committee also gives suggestions and works and gives a report to the LSB. So please look out for that. Please join that. There's no excuse now. You can call in. You don't have to physically come. I agree with Michael, what he said, that radio.
I just want to make sure we get to our last calls.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Thank you so much for sharing that information on air, though. We really appreciate that.
Why are you cutting me off?
Because we've got some other callers that we're waiting to get to.
Hi, I'm Judith Ackerman from the Upper West Side. I appreciate the remarks of the first and third speakers. I also want Bernard and that crowd back on Friday mornings. I'm wondering also why Chris Wendt is not able to broadcast his material from his house, because he's excellent and his early music program is very, very special, very precious to me. And thank you very much. I love you all. Keep up the good work. And I do would also appreciate a more creative approach to fundraising. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Well, thank you very much for sharing it. I just remember the listeners. The phone number is 212-209-2877. Again, that's 212-209-2877. We got 3 more minutes left in this hour. I believe we've got another caller on the line. You're live on WBAI, the LSB report. What's your name, question, comment, or concern?
Thank you. Am I on?
You're on. Please keep it brief. We only got a couple more minutes left in the hour.
My name, L, from Long Island. I agree with caller 1 and 3. In reference to the first presenter, he stated that the audit that you were having, that BAI is having difficulty in getting an audit. And because of this difficulty, it's preventing BAI from getting grants, finance from other sources. I would like BAI to explain exactly what the difficulties are, stating that there's a difficulty if it's an audit that is to be done internally by hired accountants from Pacifica, or if it's an audit that is to be paid by BAI. What is holding up the works? Because in solving this problem, you may solve.
Would you like an answer? Because I know we're running out of time.
Excuse
yeah,
me.
I can respond to that.
May I finish my sentence before someone cuts across? Impolite. In solving the problem, explaining, getting the audit, you will solve the problem of listeners who will be able to basically be happy, because, of course, your response to listeners' questions will be more in a positive vein, and they'll want to donate more. So all I'm saying is finance is very important. And
well, thank you very much for sharing that concern. We're coming to the end of the hour. I want to give one of the delegates the chance for a very, very quick response to that. And I also just want to remind the listeners that the phone lines will be open during the second hour as well.
The audit is a national audit. It's not just BAI. It's an audit of Pacifica. And there is an audit committee, and we do have outside auditors that are, and they're still working on 2019. Hopefully they'll have 2019 done by early 2020, like January. But the audit committee needs to ask them what specifically is holding up the audit, is because there's five stations. What are the problems, so that they can address them and we can understand what the problem is?
John, now, I think you'll agree. I think you'll agree with me that the problem is not with WBAI. That if the other four stations were all doing exactly what WBAI is doing in terms of providing information and complete transparency, there wouldn't be a problem with the audits. So the problem is, it doesn't involve WBAI at all. It's part of WBAI's problem is that it's a Pacifica problem that affects WBAI.
All right. Well, we could continue discussing this at a later time because we've come to the end of the hour. It is 8:56. I want to thank both John Brinkley and Michael D.D. White for participating in this, on the local station board show. It's the report that we deliver monthly. This is the fifth one that we've given in 2020. And just want to, one second.
Hey, Jack, while you're doing that, can I just mention that there will be a town hall meeting where people can go to pacificafightback.org to find out more about it. It's going to be this Saturday, October 31st at 6 p.m.
Well, thank you for sharing that information. I'm also just looking right now for the dates and times of the upcoming meetings, which you can find on kptx.org. The upcoming local station board meeting is Wednesday, November 11th at 7 p.m. You can find the information for that meeting again on kptx.org. And those meetings are streamed on Zoom, so you can find the information to get it there. In order to contact the LSB, you can go to wbai.org, and you should be able to find the information there. This has been the first hour of the WBAI LSB report show. We've been with John Brinkley and Michael D.D. White, and we are going to be moving on to the second hour shortly.
Thank you, Jack.
BAI in New York, 99.5 FM, streaming at www.wbai.org.
Hello, this is a report from the WBAI Local Station Board. Every month, different members of the local board will inform the community on the matters of WBAI, and members of the community will have the chance to call in and share their ideas on how to build a stronger WBAI. The license for WBAI is held by the Pacifica Foundation, which holds the license for four other community radio stations and has around 200 affiliates across the U.S. Founded by pacifists after World War II in 1949, the Pacifica mission calls for radio that fosters understanding amongst nations and individuals, encourages creativity, and promotes innovative, uncensored distribution of news. WBAI became a part of Pacifica in 1960. The revised Pacifica bylaws of 2003 brought us the first governing local station boards to be elected by listeners and staff, initiating an era of increased inclusion, participation, accountability, and transparency throughout the network. The Local Station Board, or LSB, is a subcommittee of the Pacifica Board of Directors and has specific powers and responsibilities. For more information about WBAI and Pacifica, please visit WBAI.org. Thank you for tuning in to this report from the WBAI Local Station Board.
It's 9 p.m. here on WBAI, broadcasting in New York on 99.5 FM, and we're streaming at WBAI.org. This is the fifth report of 2020 from the WBAI Local Station Board. My name is Jack Devine, and I'm your facilitator for today. This month, we're presenting various members of the LSB and the return of the LSB officers. The LSB officers in the second hour are the chair, Carolyn McIntyre.
Hello.
The vice chair, Sophia Albady.
Sophia is not going to be joining us till later.
So we have the secretary, Charlotte Albrecht.
Hi, that's me.
And the treasurer, R. Paul Martin.
Hello, I'm here.
Carolyn, Sophia, and Charlotte are all listener delegates, which means they were elected by the WBAI listeners to represent them on the LSB. R. Paul is a staff delegate like myself, which means he was elected by the WBAI staff to represent them on the LSB. All right, let's start with LSB Chair Carolyn McIntyre.
Thank you, Jack, and thank you, Catherine Davis, for being here with us tonight and making this possible. A year ago, we were in a situation where WBAI was shut down, and we were the victim of a group of people in Pacifica through John Vernile, who came in and shut down and fired all the staff and did away with local programming. We know this is a precious resource, and we know we need to protect it and do all we can to nurture and grow this precious resource. And tonight I'm here to let you know about some things about WBAI and the staff and what's happening, that some of which you might know and some of which you might not know, but I think it's important to share with you. My mission with you is to provide support, to make sure that we work together as much as possible, to not feed cycles of criticism and blame and finger pointing, but to see how we can all stand together and have each other's backs. WBAI has the most diverse staff, the most diverse audience, the most diverse membership, and the most diverse programming of any Pacifica station. I see that diversity as its greatest strength. My friend Judy Gorman tells me that she has learned more from WBAI than she did from 4 years of college. WBAI is doing as much as other stations in the network, in the Pacifica network, with far fewer staff. WBAI has a staff of 6 paid employees. Other stations in the network have 30 to 40 paid employees. We laid off people, a lot of people, when we were asked to do so by Pacifica, and so were the other stations. They didn't lay people off, but we did. We did our part. Our station listened. As a consequence, WBAI has been starved of resources for years, but because of the amazing resilience of staff, producers, volunteers, listeners, and in the community, WBAI has persevered, even though it was shut down for a month. But we would like to expand. We would like to hire a social media person, a person to help with fundraising and grants. The stability of our management has been an asset that other stations in the network don't share. Our general manager, Bertol Remmers, has lasted for 10 years, while other stations can't get a general manager to last 1 year. The WBAI general manager and Linda Perry, the interim program director, listened to your feedback about too many preemptions and created a 52-week schedule, which is more work on them, but is creating more positive results in beginning to earn listener-producer trust and predictability of shows. There's still some unfortunate, unexpected preemptions, and I am sorry to hear that that happens. Our general manager, Bertolt Reimers, attends all local station board meetings, all national finance committee meetings, all local finance committee meetings, while other general managers in the Pacifica network do not attend those meetings, maybe occasionally. Our general manager provides full transparency and accountability of financial records to NEDA in order for those audits that we're talking about to happen. We're currently having trouble getting financial records from some of the other stations in the network. The fact that the audits are behind is not because of WBAI and our staff. Our program interim program director has done an extraordinary job of getting the necessary equipment for remote programming during COVID, during this pandemic. We've had an amazing coming together of staff and volunteers and producers to continue our programming and be able to do this from remote locations. Not all the stations are currently doing that. There are other stations in the network who haven't fully integrated the equipment or the remote programming as we have done. We are transitioning to a new CRM, and unfortunately, Sophia is not here to explain that. When she comes on, I forgot what it stands for, a company called Allegiance that will help us in our fundraising and our data management so that we can do what the listeners said in the prior hour. We will be able to track listener interest better, and we will be able to target and reach our donors more effectively, more efficiently, and tailor to their interests. Our management and volunteer staff are building another studio after building a new studio last year. The studio that opened in 2019, built by Grayson Challenger and Jake Glantz at no cost to the station, is 95% soundproof and allows us to have live musicians on the show. The new studio, not open yet, will be mid-size and also soundproof. Both of those are new for the station. We will end up with three interconnected state studios so that the board ops people can be in one room and the producers in another studio, which is good during a pandemic like the one we're dealing with.
Caroline, sorry, can you just wrap up your comments in the next minute or so?
Sure. Individual LSB members have helped out in tremendous ways. Our Paul is chair of the finance committee. Charlotte did an amazing job of helping us get onto Zoom the week that of the shutdown when we were shut out of two meeting locations. And Sophia organized meetings with management to research and bring in this new CRM called Allegiance, and she'll probably want to tell you more about that. Hazel Pindar is working with Bertolt on our premiums. So I guess I will turn it over to the next person, but thank you for this time.
Well, thank you very much, Carolyn, for your report. We're not going to turn it over yet. I want to give the other members of the local station board who are here the chance to ask you some questions or offer any comments based on your statement. So our Paul or Charlotte, do you have anything you'd like to ask Carolyn?
Well, I don't have any questions, but I will note that the general manager does not go to the national finance committee meetings. He was at one, and when we call him in, he comes to one, but he's not a member of it. He doesn't go to that on a regular basis.
Okay.
Just a clarification.
Thank you.
Thank you for that clarification, Arpal. Charlotte, do you have any questions or comments?
No, I feel like Carolyn is giving a really thorough report back on all the great stuff the station and community members are doing. So I really appreciated it. I'm not sure when Sophia is going to be able to make it. So CRM stands for Customer Relationship Management. And it's the type of thing that will help WBAI keep track of all their donations in one place. So premiums, it would eliminate all the extraneous ways we get them now, like Braintree, PayPal, things being mailed in, and the data analysis that we were talking about, keeping track of lapsed donors and up to date on recurring donations. So yeah, I think CRM covers a broad range of services like that. But for us, it would be really for managing donations.
Well, thank you.
If she joins us, she'll say more. Oh, sorry, Jack.
But no. Thank you, Charlotte, very much for explaining that to the listeners. Carolyn, any final comments before we move on?
I guess I would say that we all came together to fight the last bylaws referendum, and I'm hoping that we will again work together with everybody in the community and the LSB and the staff to vote down this one that's coming on board.
Well, thank you very much for that, Carolyn. And since we are still waiting for Sophia to arrive, we will jump to LSB Secretary Charlotte Albrecht for her to give her report on the state of WBAI.
I feel like Carolyn said a lot of what I would have said, and very gracefully, because I did not write anything down. But yeah, I just want to reiterate what Carolyn said about how the station has been able to function during the pandemic, despite some hiccups. I really think that it's hard because the physical space of WBAI, 388 Atlantic, is a lot of what I felt would be the physical community, and it's hard to do that remotely. So I think it would be interesting to hear from people and to think about how to maintain community with that lack of physical contact. And I think actually streamlining some things with the CRM might actually help if we could do like an on-air book club or things where we can make sure that people are actually engaging with some of the same content and feeling like they are getting things from producers from their favorite show. But yeah, and on that note, I just want to say that the producers are the lifeblood of this station. And I've been excited about some of the additions recently. And I feel like they don't get thanked enough as volunteers. So I just want to make sure to do that. And yeah, I don't have much of a report, except for that I feel like the LSB meetings have been going pretty smoothly recently. And a lot of people have been listening in. And the end of my term as secretary is coming up soon. So if anyone else wants to be secretary, you could talk to me about it. But yeah, I'll yield the rest of my time.
Well, we will open the floor up to questions for you, Charlotte. Do any of the other officers have any questions for Charlotte?
How do you do minutes so well and so quickly?
I'll say this. I am bad at multitasking, actually. So I have been listening to the meetings over again at like 1.5 speed, which can be a little stressful. And then, yeah, I've just been organizing with Democratic Socialists of America a lot, and I do a lot of admin work there, and we're very much all about note-taking, and I don't always get the minutes out quickly, but I appreciate you saying that, and I just feel like it's important to be able to read it like a narrative and bring some of the voices of the LSB members in without editorializing. So I appreciate that you read my minutes and like them. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Carolyn, for that question. And thank you, Charlotte, yes, for all of the very, very important administrative work that you do to keep the board functioning. It's not the work that necessarily gets glorified or given credit all the time. And as a member of the local station board and other organizations like the Democratic Socialists of America with you, I very, very much appreciate all the work that you do on that end. And I think this is the sort of, I think highlighting that kind of work is something that you wouldn't hear on most other radio stations, but you get to hear on WBAI because we're highlighting both the sort of communities that you normally don't hear from in media, but also the sort of work that it takes to transform society and to organize that you don't hear in other media. So I think, getting to do this in the local station board report show is really important. R. Paul, do you have any questions or comments?
Nope.
All right.
I have another question. If
go, yeah, go ahead.
I know we're recording the LSB meetings, and can you help listeners find out where they could go to listen to the meetings if they miss it?
Yeah, so I have been a little lax in these duties recently, so I did not post the most, I believe, Carolyn, you sent it out to some people, but I didn't post the most recent video recording, but they are attached to the old meetings on kpftx.org. So if you go to the calendar view and you go to the archives, the old meetings, the meetings are on the second Wednesday of every month, and you click on that, then there should be a link to the recordings there and the minutes. And if there's not a link to a recording, then the recordings are linked in the minutes. So if you look at the minutes at the top, it should say recording here. There's a couple meetings ago when we either accidentally didn't record or recorded it in a place where I can't access it. So we are missing one. But that is a good reminder for me to add it to kpftx.org. And, you know, I could add them to the WBAI website too. I've done it in the past.
That would be great.
Yeah, it is a lot to somehow to get all this stuff up, but it is, I know it's useful for people and for me to be able to really look back and see what we've done and what we've talked about.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, thank you very much for that report and for answering those questions. Charlotte, it is 9:16 here on WBAI in New York, broadcasting at 99.5 FM. And we're streaming at WBAI.org. Normally at this time, you'd be listening to Where We Live with Sally O'Brien and Dequi Kionoi Sadiki, but that is not on today. This is a report from the WBAI Local Station Board. My name is Jack Devine. I'm your facilitator today. In the second hour, we're presenting the LSB officers. You just got done listening to LSB Secretary Charlotte Albrecht, and we are still hoping to hear from LSB Vice Chair Sophia Albedi later in the show. We are waiting for her to call in, but we have LSB Treasurer R. Paul Martin. So let's hear your report, R. Paul.
Okay. Good evening, everyone. My name is R. Paul Martin. I'm the WBAI LSB Treasurer. And I've been on a WBAI LSB for more than 16 years. I've been the LSB treasurer for more than 12 years. I write a treasurer's report before the LSB meetings. And I've posted those reports. They're both up on kpftx.org. I also keep a bunch of – I keep all of them at my website at glib.com, glib.com. You go to glib.com, you'll see the word treasurer's reports right in front of you. Click on that, and you'll get to see all 70 treasurer's reports, which we've been putting out over the years. Okay. First, a few fast things. WBAI is a part of the Pacifica Foundation. Pacifica's fiscal year starts on October 1st and ends at midnight on September 30th. So we are right now in fiscal year 2021, which we generally just call FY21. The National Educational Television Association, which we refer to as NETA, handles the accounting for Pacifica. And we have the numbers from NETA for FY20. That's the fiscal year that just ended on September 30th. And those numbers are not so good. WBAI shows a loss of about $313,000, and we compare that to the prior year's loss of about $363,000, and we see that WBAI did about $50,000 better than we had done in FY19, but we're still showing a deep deficit, and part of the reason why we have done $50,000 better is because we have fewer people working. Two people who had been working at BAI are no longer working at BAI during the course of that fiscal year. So that plays a part in why we're $50,000 less bad than we had been. WBAI's revenue over the past fiscal year decreased by 11%, but expenses decreased by 13%. So that's why that's the percentage of why we're not quite as bad, but still bad. All of Pacifica is important because, you know, if Pacifica starts slipping off, we go too. So for all of Pacifica, the net operating loss without depreciation for FY20 was about $847,000. And the prior year, it had been about $235,000. You can see there's this trend here of deficits. Pacifica is showing an overall decrease in income of about $612,000 for FY20. In terms of total revenue, WBAI shows a decrease of about $161,000 or 11% over the previous year. So WBAI's revenue is about $161,000 worse than it was for FY19. This is not good. It's unsustainable. The losses for Pacifica are unsustainable. We have to have a draft. We have to have a draft budget, and I've sent the WBAI draft FY21 budget to the National Finance Committee, and the general manager had revised it after suggestions from the local finance committee, and the National Finance Committee should really start working on the station budgets at the next National Finance Committee meeting, which is set for November 10th. And the next local finance committee meeting, WBAI local finance committee meeting, is set for November 18th. So there's all of that. Here's a bottom line. BAI needs to increase its revenue. We can't cut anymore. There's nothing to cut. We're already cutting bone, so there's nothing to cut. We need to increase revenue. If we don't increase revenue, things are going to get really even worse. Bottom line, WBAI needs to raise much more money over the next 11 months. Part of how that happens is we get you, the listener, to call 1-516-620-3602 and pledge. You can also become a BAI buddy, a regular sustaining member, by calling that number. That's 1-516-620-3602. And if enough of you call in, you will save WBAI from another deficit. And I think that's about my 5 minutes.
Well, thank you, R. Paul Martin, for that report. Do Charlotte or Carolyn have any questions for R. Paul or any comments about his report?
They're shocked.
I can ask a question. So you said that our revenue fell around $161,000 since fiscal year 2019. How much of that do you think has to do with the pandemic? Could that have affected people's giving at all?
It looks like that may be having an effect. The pandemic has affected the second half of FY20. And so, yeah, that's probably having an effect. General manager has said he thinks that's having an effect, and still we got to raise the money. One of the things, all of radio is having a problem because drive time has disappeared. When you're locked down, people aren't going to work and they're not doing their usual morning routine. And morning and afternoon is when you have what's called drive time. That is the peak time for listenership to radio stations. All stations, commercial and non-commercial, are being hit hard by that. And you have to figure out where you might be able to get a bunch of listeners listening, because they're mostly not there for the early morning when everybody be going to work and listening to the radio. Some people listening in cars, some people listening as they're getting ready before to go out the door. And in the early evening hours where people are in a car again coming home, or just coming home and they turn on the radio and listen a bit. So this is hitting, the pandemic is hitting all radio, and we're a part of it.
So I understand that there is interest and effort now in looking at WBI doing more podcasts, and I understand that that is going to be the focus of the November meeting with the general manager, Linda Perry, the interim program director, and the producers. What do you think about that?
BII doing podcasting?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Well, we could certainly try it. I mean, it's a relatively low cost thing, and you know, you do the risk benefit analysis there, and there's not a whole lot of risk associated with trying it. And if we raise more money, we get more listeners. That's good. And if it doesn't do as well as some people might want, well, you know, it hasn't cratered the station or anything. So yeah, sure. We should do that also, as some people will point out. Some of we old folks focus on their broadcast radio a lot, whereas a whole lot of younger people don't even know broadcast radio's here anymore, and they are listening to everything online. So a larger online presence for WBAI and the rest of Pacifica would probably be a good idea. It just has to be figured out how to do that. Again, the very low full-time equivalents of WBAI, that's the number of people employed. We have very few employees. Those few people, you can't stretch them too far. So we'll probably have to get people to volunteer to help to make this happen. And so, yeah, it's hard to do. I should point out, back in we've had money problems for decades at BAI. I can go back and tell you about that. But in 2013, things got really bad, and so WBAI was ordered to cut staff. And we cut staff. We cut 75% of our staff, and we came down to very few people. And so that's why WBAI is starting out with so very few people, and then a couple of people leave, and you have even fewer. And more hires, to pay people for more hires, where is that money coming from? So this is a part of the problem that we have right now. All of the stations that are not performing well, that don't have a balanced budget the way BAI does, which is four of the five Pacifica stations.
Or Paul, I don't want to cut you off. I just want to give Charlotte a chance to jump in here.
All right.
Charlotte, go ahead.
So I really agree with our Paul about this meaning that WBAI has to have a larger online presence. I think, you know, it's not a lot of this, like, for example, Revolutions Per Minute, the show that Jack hosts, it's pretty easy for it to be almost automated for a radio show that's already being recorded, and in a lot of cases now being recorded at home, to be turned into a podcast that I listen to Revolutions Per Minute on Spotify. And WBAI has no way of tracking that. But I think for other radio shows, stations too, I've even seen some like KPFA shows this way. It's, you can simultaneously, I think, upload them to different platforms. I think on that note, we're talking about, you know, our Paul said, you know, my generation doesn't even know that live radio exists. And to some extent, that's true, because the way that we interface with media has a lot of choice, a lot of ability to go backwards. For example, I love like 80s music, and I'm not listening to that in the radio. I'm spending a lot of time digging through everything I can find on the internet to scratch whatever like audio itch I have at the moment. So on that note, I think our archives need to be more visible on the website and more accessible. You know, sometimes want to look for a certain episode of a certain show that had a guest or a feature that I liked. And it's very hard to find what you need. And that's not a criticism of anyone, because I know our staff is stretched really thin, but it's another reason I think that, you know, if WBAI can find a way to hire someone else, it should be someone who's super well-versed in web design and social media. And it's not even so much about the technical aspects as just like making it an inviting space for people to find what they like and love. I know there's a lot of people that that I know that listen to, you know, podcasts and stuff about politics or sports or news or music, that would really dig a lot of the stuff on WBAI, but it's hard for me to say, go explore the archives. I kind of have to find it first for them. And that ties back to the drive time thing that our Paul was talking about. You know, typically in broadcast radio, you have these times that are very much hotspots, very much like, you know, the coveted times. And I wonder if we need to start thinking less in terms of drive time, because as our Paul said, drive time doesn't really exist anymore. So yeah, that's not to say I have any solutions, but just maybe just a different way to conceive of how people can listen to and interact with WBAI. Because it's possible a lot of those jobs aren't becoming, a lot of jobs are going to stay remote for the foreseeable future. So I think there will be less driving in general, and that's actually kind of a good thing too.
Well, thank you very much for that comment, Charlotte. And thank you very much, Carolyn, for your questions to our Paul. And thank you, our Paul, for your presentation, your report, and responding to those questions. And I just want to remind our listeners that you are tuning in to WBAI in New York, broadcasting at 99.5 FM. And we're streaming at WBAI.org. It's 9:30, and this is the report from the WBAI local station board. We just heard from our Paul Martin, and now it's time to hear from you. We're taking calls at 212-209-2877. Again, that number is 212-209-2877. While we wait for our callers to call in, I just kind of want to build off this previous conversation, because I think there were a lot of insightful comments made from our officers. And unfortunately, we were not able to hear from Sophia. She's very apologetic. I think she's dealing with some personal stuff at the moment that unexpectedly came in the way. Let me just reiterate the number. It's we're taking your calls right now. It's 212-209-2877, 212-209-2877. Just to continue my comment while we're waiting for those calls, I think what Carolyn introduced and Charlotte was explaining earlier, this new system of payment and this ability to potentially have partnerships with various other independent media organizations is going to be really, really crucial going forward and adjusting to the new media environment where a lot of people are consuming content online. But I believe now that we have plenty of callers on the line, so I won't get too much in the weeds because I can ramble on for a long time. I am a host on the station after all. But let's go to our first caller. You are live on the WBAI local station board report. What is your name and what's your comment, concern, or question?
My name is Mitch. I live in Brooklyn, not too far from the station. I'm a buddy. I've been a buddy for about 8 months. And I in the last caller, you mentioned there's a group that is putting together to help promote the station. I think that's a great idea. We should call them we all should become ambassadors to support BAI, tell them about the good things that's happening there. It's a community supported. It's a good thing. One program on the air that I'm very displeased about is this hip-hop program. It comes on Tuesday nights. Now, there's positive hip-hop, and there's gangster hip-hop. This is strictly gangster. You know, we don't need that. It's doing damage to our community. At 12 o'clock on Tuesday night, who's listening to it? I turned it on because I had nothing to do, so let's see what happened. But it's a disgusting program. He should put positive hip hop on, not that gutto name calling, N words, come and blow up the community. We don't need that. So I wish you would call his attention to that, whoever the program director is. Thank you.
Well, thank you for our call. I believe that the program has at least moved to another time slot. I'm not going to make any judgment of any of the other producers, but I thank you for the call. And does anyone have any comment to that? If not, we can move on to the next. Yes, so just to update the caller, instead of that show, Harlem Connection will be heard in that time slot. But if no one has any response to that, we can move on to the next caller. You are live on WBAI's Listener Report. What's your name and question, comment, or concern?
Hi. My name is Cal. I also live in Brooklyn, not far from the station. I don't have too specific of any comments or concerns at the moment. I've listened to WBAI very regularly for probably about 5 years, and I'm very glad about its existence. I miss the Liquid Sound Lounge a lot, and some programs that used to exist that don't anymore, and I understand that it's from some sort of internal conflict that I don't know anything about. I think maybe one other thing that could be helpful is that I'm surprised that there's no WBAI bumper stickers or like any public art in Brooklyn. At like, I know advertising is a slippery slope, but I would expect there to be more kind of just visual publicity of WBAI, because then more people would just know about it. I think it's just not something that's easy to know about if you don't have a radio. So I think that's it for now, but thanks for taking calls and being responsive.
Well, thank you very much for that call, and we definitely take that in consideration. Does anyone have any brief response to that before we move on to the next caller?
Our Paul? Let the chair go first.
Oh, I don't care. You can go first.
Okay. Yeah, these types of things, they cost money, which, again, little things are hard to do when you have a giant deficit. And also, WBAI has had people go from BAI to regular commercial radio, and we learned a few things in this. One of the things we learned from the people at commercial radio is when you do the advertising, they do it to stroke the egos of their people. So if you see Joe Blow on a side of a bus driving by, listen to Joe Blow on the radio, that's to satisfy Joe Blow. And they found that it doesn't really get listeners so much. So I think for BAI, since we don't have a lot of listeners, some sort of little thing we could put out would probably be a good idea. I don't know about bumper stickers, but something that, you know, just puts up WBAI 99.5 FM, WBAI.org. Just put that somewhere and see how it goes. One member of the LSB from some years ago was Frank Lefevre. He used to make leaflets and pass them out at all sorts of events. So there's that.
Thank you, Arpal. Charlotte, did you want to add anything there?
I would like to. I'll be brief because I see we have more calls on the line. I really agree, and thank you for your comments to the caller. I think it doesn't have to be a huge deal or a big expense for us to get visibility just around Brooklyn. I think Arpal's right that I wouldn't listen to something that's on the side of a metro bus. You can tell I'm from DC. That's on the side of an MTA bus advertising. But I do look up sites, and when I see a sticker plastered on a telephone pole, you know, in my neighborhood, I am intrigued by that kind of thing. I think that, you know, we talk about the need to rely on volunteers. I think in some cases, that's a slippery slope. But I think in this case, there are a lot of artists in the community of WBAI, and we should use them as a resource to be able to create something unique. Our logo is a little outdated. I think that we absolutely need to update that. Actually, Sophia, Jack, and I have a friend who recently did some little buttons for us just to promote WBAI around DSA at an event we had, and it had a really cool all power to the transmitter button. The pandemic happened, so we haven't been doing that as much, but making buttons is like not the most expensive thing in the world if you have a button maker. Yeah, that's all I'll say. You know, it's something to get creative with. It's something to, you know, encourage people to really express what WBAI is about. Oh, the other thing is that go ahead.
Sure, I didn't want to cut you off, but I just want to let everyone know that Sophia has joined us. And I just want to give, we're going to be doing things, I guess, a little bit out of order, and maybe we'll keep the report a little briefer, more brief than originally planned. But Sophia, if you just want to hop on the line and give a brief report to the listeners. This is the vice chair of the local station board, Sophia Albaby.
Hi, everyone. My apologies. I joined late. I had another commitment that ran over time. As Jack said, I'm the vice chair of the local station board. In terms of a report, I'm not totally sure if this was covered before, but over the last few months, I was very happy to work closely to ensure that WBAI would sign on to the management and signed on to its first customer relations management software to be able to manage its donor database so that we are able to retain BAI buddy members and contact folks if they've lapsed on their dues to renew, that we would have a streamlined space so that all the payments could go through that and we would be able to receive them so that we can start to fix some of the issues that a lot of BI supporters usually experience in terms of being able to process their donations. And I'm really hoping that once we get that up and running, and this is used especially with public media broadcasting, that we'll be able to actually have a capture like all of our donors, what shows they care about, what they'll donate to, what kinds of premiums they want the station to keep, and all that information hopefully can get us to a place where we can better know our listener members and just have a better sense of what's working at the station and how we can strengthen that. So I'm really happy for that. In terms of other updates right now, let me see. I guess I'll leave it at that. But I think that it's at least, especially going into an election and what comes next, I think it's going to be very important for us as at the station to reassert the importance of BAI in the defense of democracy and in the defense of independent media. And so that's kind of what's been on my mind. So I'll just, end it there.
Well, thank you very much, Sophia, for that report. And I think we can get back to the listener call-ins. We got plenty of callers on the line. So whoever is up next, you are live on the WBAI LSB report. What's your name and what's your comment, question, or concern?
All right, there's either a caller waiting patiently or we're going to move to the next one.
Hello, can anyone hear me?
We can hear you now.
Oh, hey, okay. This is Samuel in Brooklyn, and I just wanted to respond to your question about the shows that I enjoy on WBAI. I very much like the show Guns and Butter, as well as the show Afrobeat Radio, and mostly because they seem to bring on guests, which I don't hear anywhere else. Their perspectives from people that aren't always particularly mainstream and presented from vantage points that are unique. I wish the show Afrobeat Radio, which it seems to be is playing more music now, still had on as many guests as they used to. They used to have many guests from Africa, and it seems like now the show is much more filled with music. But anyway, I like that show. I like Guns and Butter. And I like Jim Irsay's show on Sunday morning, so I just wanted to shout out those three shows.
Well, thank you very much for sharing your favorite shows on the WBILSB report. Let's get to our next caller. You are live. What's your name? What's your comment, question, or concern?
Yes. The last hour, Michael White talked about the importance of radio and what's going on in censorship. Gary Null last week played a tape of someone who referred to something on the Forbes website to support what he was putting on his Twitter. And they didn't shut him down, but they called or someone did whatever, contacts Forbes, and Forbes took down the corroborating stuff. So there's importance to radio. Also, there was a call at last about community that needs to happen more. More local community. The announcements need to be made every hour about what shows are coming up, promoting each show. That's how I got hooked on other shows. Someone suggested one show, and then I would hear a commercial, so to speak, on what's happening later or another day. You talk about partnering, MNN and all this. A better partnering would be BAI has a commercial license compared to the others. So I would say if the station got itself together to do it, you rent out from midnight to like 6 in the morning to a commercial station, and they do whatever they want, of course, within certain type of radio. And then we make money that way. The other night, Michio Kaku announced to the audience at the end of the show that he has 4 million friends on Facebook. So one of your producers has 4 million friends on Facebook. I'm pretty sure Amy Goodman. So, right, you know when your hand is so close to your face, it gets blurry? Well, you have people in your midst who should be tapped. And also guests who come on to promote themselves. Some of them are millionaires. Hey, you're promoting your book, you're doing your nonprofit. How about throwing something our way? And so you better protect radio because they're going to censor the electronic way. And this other thing about finding out about shows, that was done in the past with cards, membership cards, and how much a show raised. And that's how you knew who wanted what. But if nobody knows you exist and you keep changing programming, good programmers are going to go by the wayside and good shows, and you're going to keep revolving the door because what needs to happen, you need to enroll people to the station, not to shows, not to technology, to a station, which is part of a network. Thank you. This is Mario from the cab.
Well, thanks, Mario. I don't know if anyone wants to give a brief response to that, but I do want to make, we've only got 5 minutes left.
Could I just say something fast? I'll be fast.
Yeah, please. Yes, say something quick. Okay. Keep it under a minute.
The reality is people pledge to programs. WBAI generally is kind of abstract, and we say support WBAI. But people listen to programs. That's what they tune in for. They tune in for some programs, not others. So I don't know that there's really a way around having people really say, oh, I want to pledge to the program. Somebody's got a good way to make it to appeal to people who just do BAI and not care about the program. I'd like to hear it.
Well, thanks for that comment, R. Paul. And I believe we have some other callers on the line. We've only got 4 minutes left, so please keep it brief. We want to get to a couple more. What's your name? What's your comment in our question?
Hello.
Hey, are you there?
Is there somebody?
We I can hear you. Hello?
Yeah, am I on the air?
Yeah, just what you got to say. We're running out of time here, so please keep it brief.
Listen, I have a question for Paul. Paul, how much do we pay Democracy Now to produce the program?
Well, thank you for that question. Or Paul, do you want to address that?
To produce any single program, most of the programs we pay Zippo. There are some programs that have paid producers. Most programs, overwhelmingly, we all do this for free. And so the cost is the electricity and the rent and all of that stuff.
Thanks for answering that, R. Paul. Okay, we've got other callers on the line. Again, we're coming to the end of the show, so when you come on, please keep it brief. What's your name and what's your comment and or question?
This is Matt from Brooklyn. Am I on?
You're on.
Thank you very much. Just a comment. Someone who said Tony Bates wasn't qualified to do an African program. Tony Bates is as black as they come. I don't know what other qualifications you would need. And furthermore, the thing he was promoting was the African History Pack, and that is a premium consisting of three DVDs giving different perspectives on African history and social, economic, and political issues, a great educational tool. I am at the other end of the station where Max works. I'm at the other end for him, and I produce these and send them out. And we have literally hundreds of them at $125 each. Do the math. So, and as far as new programming is concerned, consider the mission statement of Pacifica, which includes education and a venue for artists. Bring back something like the Free Music Store from the 70s. If anyone remembers, and that's my comment. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much for your comment. We are going to take one more call, at least one more. So you are live on the WBAI report, LSB report. What is your name, comment? What is your name and what's your comment or question?
My name is Leslie Rhodes, Uniondale, New York. I like to double my monthly contribution.
Well, we're very happy to hear that. Thank you very much for that. That's
Can you handle that offline? Can you handle that offline?
Not really. We can handle it through email or the web page.
Yeah, I don't have either one of those. Okay. I'll just
Well, I'll pick you up and write something down. I don't know. We'll get it somewhere.
Okay. Appreciate it.
Well, thank you so much for that. We appreciate it. And let's try and we'll get one more caller on the air to close things out. What's your name and what's your comment and our question?
Yes. Hello. My name is Frank from Manhattan. The first point I'd like to make is that I think that BAI used to be known as Peace and Justice Radio. It's no longer known as that.
Can't hear
and that's
you.
Very disappointing to me. The other thing is I don't understand why they're putting disclaimers on the Gary Knowles show and not on other shows. If the disclaimers should be put on, they should be put on every show.
Well, thank you for your comments. And we are we're getting towards the end of the hour, and I just want to thank all the officers for their participation. Just thank you so much, Carolyn, Charlotte, Sophia, and R. Paul for coming on. It's the listeners very much appreciate it. The next LSB meeting is going to be happening Wednesday, November 11th at 7 p.m. You can go to kpftx.org to get the information. Because of the situation with the coronavirus, We are doing these meetings remotely, and it will be streamed via Zoom. You can tune in that way or by dialing in on your phone number. If you're looking to contact the LSB, you can go to WBAI.org and click on the contact page. That is one way of reaching out to us. Another way is, as people have done tonight, tune into this monthly report, call in, and you can have conversations with officers and delegates on the board. So again, I just want to thank everyone who joined us throughout the show, and just thank also special thanks to Linda Perry and Basir Mchawi for letting us use this hour to talk about the business on the local station board. And thanks to all the listeners for calling in. Up next is Folk Radio with Richard Barr and Edward Haber. And until next month, stay tuned. When, sorry, one more thing. The guy who called in who's going to make a new donation, please call back. We didn't get your number down. We want to make sure that you're able to make the contribution that you want. So just again, thank you so much to everyone who called in and everyone who participated in the local station board report. And we'll be back with you next month.
Do you have questions about how to vote in the upcoming election? If so, please listen to this message. You might want to write some of this down. There are three ways you can vote in New York State: by absentee ballot, by voting early in person between October 24th and November 1st, or by voting in person on Election Day on November 3rd. The following links will tell you everything you need to know about the three options. In New York State, go to voteearlyny.org. That's VOTEEARLYNY.org. If you don't have access to a computer, the information is available by phone through the New York State Board of Elections at 800-367-8633. That's 800-367-8633. And if you live in New Jersey, you can access what you need to know to vote by going to vote.org/state-new-Jersey or call your county board of elections. Please join in voting in this critically important election. Thank you. This message has been brought to you as a public service by WBAI Pacifica Radio.
$10 a month. It's the price of a gigabyte of data for that iPad you never use. It's two overpriced coffees you ordered when you forgot to look at the menu. It's your overzealous attempts to meet the credit card minimum at the bodega on the corner. But $10 a month could be a lot more. Become a BAI buddy and commit to a recurring monthly donation to WBAI. This money will help us continue to broadcast the thoughts and perspectives of the progressive public. A BAI buddy is also not without perks. Your monthly contribution will earn you a WBAI tote bag and a member card offering Zipcar sales, discounted meals at select restaurants, and a handful of other benefits. You will also become a full voting member of WBAI, and our diverse programming will reflect your voice. Go to givetowbai.org and become a BAI buddy to support Free Speech Radio today.
Tune in to Folk Radio this Thursday evening, October 29th at 10 p.m., when Peter K. Siegel will present a mix of folk, blues, bluegrass, gospel, country, Cajun, even a little R&B and jazz, and maybe calypso, who knows. So that's Folk Radio, 10 p.m., Thursday, October 29th on WBAI and WBAI.org.